news from famous Flanders of a fierce and bloody fight. Valiant, noble, brave commanders, clothed in shining armor bright, did both life and fortune venture, and would not disputing stand, but a bloody scene did enter in a strange and foreign land. July was the time of battle on the 25th day, when the roaring guns did rattle for to show the French fair play. English boys did long to fight them, therefore they their lives exposed. Nothing ever could delight them half so much as fight their foes. Monsieur never could keep under valiant soldiers Britain bred. On they marched like sons of thunder with their flying colors spread. 'Tis well known they did not fear 'em, though the French were 10-1. For as soon as they came near 'em, English courage they made known. Drums were beating, trumpets sounding, warlike music led the way. Not a soldier feared wounding, but pressed on to win the day. Over banks, through bogs and water, we were forced to march and fight, hoping by the dismal slaughter for to put the French to flight. Which we valiantly completed, 7 great field guns we took, while the Frenchmen they retreated and that pass and post forsook. In confusion how they scoured, while we made their cannons roar, until we were overpowered by full 15 squadrons more. Though that pass we soon surrendered by a sharp and bloody fray, yet we took the Dauphin's standard, which we bravely bore away, as a trophy of true honor, and ere long we will have more. Fighting under William's banner, or we'll die in streams of gore. True, it is without contraction, while we did this fight maintain, in this brave heroic action, many valiant boys was slain, who did fight through flame and water, pressing on for victory, and our foes have felt the slaughter, most severe as well as we. Cannons roaring, bullets flying, smoky vapors dimmed the air. Colonels, captains, soldiers dying, yet King William, he was there, with true courage to inspire his victorious hearts of gold, in the midst of smoke and fire, with his brave commanders bold. May he ever be defended from all kind of danger still, since he never yet intended any living mortal ill. May he conquer all before him like an Alexander there, till his enemies adore him for his love and princely care.